to 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
It's 8 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a water rebellion in California. Some senior water rights holders, farmers in the Delta, are refusing to go along with orders by the state to cut back on water use. Here's KGO 810's Mel Baker.
Less than a third of the more than 300 senior water rights holders have responded to the order by the Water Resources Control Board to stop pumping water from the Sacramento, San Joaquin, and Delta watersheds. Several with water rights from before 1914 have declared outright they will continue to draw the water while they wait for lawsuits against the state to work their way through the court system. Those who do face a $1,000 a day fine and an additional $2,500 for every acre foot of water diverted.
The search for water during a fourth year of drought delivering a troubling discovery near Sacramento. The Sacramento Bee newspaper is reporting that six of the 11 water wells tested near the old McClellan Air Force Base are showing high levels of chromium-6, a known cancer-causing carcinogen.
The location of the fire may make that call. At what point evacuation should go into effect?
Residents in the small Lake Tahoe town of Markleyville are on high alert tonight as the 9,500-acre Washington fire continues to burn. The fire broke out on Saturday night, 30 miles south of Tahoe, and powerful winds have been driving the flames. But Larry Lucas with the U.S. Forest Service tells KGO fire crews caught a break today.
It's not blowing at near the intensity we were anticipating. That, unlike yesterday, we were able to use all of our air resources. We have helicopters, very large air tankers.
No residents have been ordered to evacuate, though some campgrounds have been closed. The Washington fire is just 10% contained. In Southern California tonight, a much bigger fire is burning out of control in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles. More on that story from correspondent Jim Roop.
More than 17,300 acres have been consumed in what's called the Lake Fire in the San Bernardino National Forest, the smoke from which can be seen as far away as the Grand Canyon. Lee Beyer with the U.S. Forest Service says just under 2,000 personnel are on the blaze, both on the ground and from the air.
That includes 5 air tankers and 16 helicopters. We have 131 fire engines and 16 water tenders and 7 dozers.
The dozers are used to cut containment lines, along with extremely hot and dry conditions. Steep terrain and rolling debris are concerns.
The Lake Fire is 21% contained. President Barack Obama making headlines for dropping the N-word during a podcast. In an interview that centered on last week's church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, Mr. Obama told comedian Mark Maron, the legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, and discrimination still hangs over this country.
We're not cured of it.
Racism.
Racism. We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
Now, the White House says the president doesn't regret using the N-word to make his point, but they also note he didn't plan on using it going into the interview. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:03.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
Call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816.
The Chip Franklin Show. He's on KGO 810.
Recently, I used my points to fly first class. Big mistake. Why? Because you can't go back. I mean, one day you're Jay-Z, and next day you're Vanilla Ice.
Hear the news on KGO, then talk about it with Chip Franklin.
I love it when economists tell us the last quarter results. The economy was down? Well, why didn't somebody tell me? I would have been depressed. Dang, I was happy for 3 months. What did I know?
The Chip Franklin Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on KGO 810.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city. Construction just went up on northbound 101 a little after Marina Boulevard, but sensors are only showing some brief jam-ups right now, beginning at Marina. It's not bad. Heading for the Skyway, though, on northbound 101, traffic drops to stop and go at Hospital Curve. That's an improvement from even just 20 minutes ago where it was jammed back to Cesar Chavez. Past the 80 split, you're good until you get up to those slight jam-ups at Marina. Eastbound on the Skyway, still a parking lot to Fremont, and some minor slowdowns on the lower deck as well. 92 eastbound, just after 880. In case they haven't picked it up, this is the kind of thing that can cause some serious problems. Watch out for a garbage can that may still be in the second lane from the left. And Cotati got an injury accident reported eastbound on Gravenstein Highway at 101 in the middle of the road, so technically it is a hazard. The Nimitz looking fantastic in both directions, finally, from Oakland all the way to San Jose. And 101 and 280 in both directions, looking good from the South Bay all the way up to the city. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the women's U.S. soccer team beat Colombia tonight 2-0 in the World Cup quarterfinals in Edmonton, Alberta. The Giants and the A's have the night off. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Another heat wave is headed our way. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For the afternoon, upper 50s coastside to the upper 80s inland. A little bit warmer for your Wednesday, but by Thursday, they're going to shoot up. But we're not talking about a couple of degrees. We're talking about 5 to 10 degree increase across the Bay Area. Upper 60s to the low 100s. Warm at our beaches, hot inland.
And then a cool down on Friday, and it lasts us all the way through the weekend, but not much of a cool down. Right now around the Bay Area, we've still got some sunshine, mild temperatures. 71 degrees in Concord, 64 in Santa Rosa, 63 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 61 in Oakland, 68 San Jose, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go.
Something is happening to me.
Ooh. New Duran Duran.
Maybe it's happening to you.
Bubblegummy there.
Yeah. But Simon Le Bon's still in. He's still nailing it, isn't he?
This is very high here.
Duran Duran featuring Janelle Monáe and Nile Rodgers.
Oh.
And yeah, so it's the three of them. And it is Duran Duran's new single dropping today called Pressure Off.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I love that they're touring with Nile Rodgers. I'm like, I'm going.
Oh, that's fantastic,
in fact,
isn't it?
Yeah, last week they just announced a huge show. I want to say it's at the Greek. Last time they were in town, I think they played the Fox. You know, something a little bit smaller, but they're going to play the Greek. That's crazy. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah,
I
Greek
love
theater,
it too.
Chic, featuring Nile Rodgers. Looks
and
like
they
it's
still
coming
they,
up in October.
And they still sound right on. Simon does. I don't know if he's still with the rest of the group. I guess so.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
Still Duran Duran.
Oh, for sure. They're all together. All you know, together
the,
now.
The funny thing is, what happened to them? They kind of faded away. They could have been a greatest hits group touring all the time. Maybe they have been all over the world. They were international.
Yeah.
But they were so huge during the 80s. I mean, I just loved all of That Girl's on Film, Save a
yes.
Prayer. you know.
I feel like they kept it going. I forget when they sort of picked it up, because you can see them at the Fillmore or something like that now and again. And it's just always a good time, because I swear to God, I don't know if every city is like this, but it seems like the San Francisco Bay Area, like, loves its 80s and 80s bands.
And they kind of broke that sound. They broke the mold, along with the Cars. Maybe the Cars predated them a little bit with that.
Because they were at the end of the 70s.
Yeah, I call it the green sound. Yeah. And
why is it green?
I don't know. That's just when I worked at KSJO at the rock station, we called it green. Yeah, because there was the Van Halen, and that wasn't, but this was the new stuff, and it was
it was new and fresh.
Probably, yeah. So it was two worlds colliding, you know, back with the, you know, BTO was still out there. And
right, because you had rock, and then you had rock stations going, I don't know what to do with all this Casio
that's
stuff.
That's right, yeah, what do we do with this? It's a different sound.
We don't know where to put it, and then that gave rise to the Quake, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, how do you put this up against The Who? How's that work?
Sure. Right. That's so interesting. But and I'm hearing a lot of Casio in that single.
It's really
like,
funny
wow,
that you
they
said
have
that.
Not given up their roots. The 80s sound, really, although it's tweaked and freshened, and it actually sounds a little bit like a current boy band, don't you think?
It still sounds like Duran Duran to me, and that's why
right,
I love
means
it.
Meets One Direction or something.
Maybe.
You know, the,
I need to hear more. I played this for you Friday, but I played it during the 9 o'clock hour, so I don't mind playing it again, because they just won't stop. Speaking of music and worlds colliding, and Duran Duran was colliding with Van Halen. That was another group when 1984
oh,
was Panama.
Sure.
Yeah, all of that. And you were right. There was a big discussion. How do these two worlds meet each other? But these guys, they won't stop warring with themselves. I mean, this all started on Friday when Sammy Hagar, maybe it was Thursday and I got the audio Friday, but last week when Sammy Hagar said that the Van Halen brothers are stopping him from singing his own songs.
Eddie and Alex Van Halen are trying to stop me from being able to even play those songs. They have had attorneys and people say, no, he can't play them. Like, sometimes you need permission to play something like on TV and stuff, and they say no, and they will actually fight legally to try to stop me, and I'm going crazy. I'm going to break these guys' neck. It's like they're so jealous that they can't do them, and they don't want them to be heard because they don't want to. They want to pretend like it never happened because of what they're doing now. And it's like when I just got wind of this, I'm going nuts. So I've hired an attorney, and I'm gonna fight these guys to the end. Those are my songs. I wrote every lyric and every frickin' melody on every one of those songs. And, you know, for them guys say that I can't sing my own songs, oh, my God, I'm like, going crazy.
Now, look, I'm with David Lee Roth Van Halen. Not on his side. I mean, just for me, personally, when I think of Van Halen, I think of David Lee Roth, right or wrong. But here's where I do agree with Sammy. Right now, When It's Love, Finish What You Started, they're his songs. He should be able to play them. I'm damn sure about that. That's from the Eddie Trunk podcast, by the way. So, just when you think it could get any more crazy with these guys, and Van Halen is touring, the ongoing feud between Eddie and Sammy got turned up a notch over the weekend after Eddie took a shot at longtime Van Halen bassist Michael Anthony, who's now buddies with Sammy. Eddie told Billboard he thinks his son Wolfgang is a better bassist than Michael is. He says because, quote, every note Mike ever played, I had to show him how to play. Before we go on tour, he'd come over with a video camera. I'd have to sit there and play all the parts for him. And Eddie also doesn't think Michael's background singing, his vocals, were all that great. He said, Mike's voice is like a piccolo trumpet. He's not a singer. He just has a range from hell. Mike was just born with a very high voice. What's going on? It continues. He says, I have more soul as a singer than he does. People always ask about Mike's voice on Van Halen songs, but that's a blend of Mike's voice and my voice, not just him. That so says Eddie Van Halen. On the other side, Michael took the high road and responded, quote, saying, I'm very proud that my bass playing and vocals help create our sound. I've always chosen to stay out of the never-ending mudslinging because it ultimately ends up hurting the fans of Van Halen. Not surprisingly, Sammy had something else to say he was furious about in his Facebook post, and he tore into Eddie saying, Mikey was the most loyal guy in the band. He was the first at the rehearsals, the last guy to leave. And for Eddie to say he had to show, you know, him how to play. That's the biggest line of BS I've ever heard in my life. Michael Anthony is a bad mother effer. Eddie Van Halen is just saying that about Mikey. I don't know why, but you're a liar. I mean, this
girls,
keeps going
girls,
on.
Girls, girls, girls.
And then, by the way, Eddie also took a shot at David Lee Roth, and they're trying to tour together right now. And he admitted they have no relationship, and we know this, but why do you keep saying it? We have no relationship whatsoever. We're just out there together now because of the obligation to the fans. He doesn't want to be my friend. Roth's reputation of himself is a different, you know, person than who he is in reality.
Look, it's nice to know you think it's an obligation.
Oh, my God. He says, look, we're not in our 20s anymore. We're in our 60s. Act like we're 60. And finally, he said, there are four people in this band, and three of us like rock and roll, and one likes dance music. That would be Roth, of course. Good Lord. And you thought family was a bitch. Well, I guess they kind of
are. I guess
are.
It's not over.
Yeah, it just won't stop.
Although, I hope I never have to hear that fight again.
Oh, my. All right, let's have some fun. I'm going to love this conversation. Sarah Heppala, that's the working name right now. That's what we think it is. Okay, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I could be saying it wrong. Blackout, remembering the things I drank to forget. Oh, you know what this topic is all about. Don't go away. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541. Or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's RDO, you ask? Well, it's your soundtrack for good days and the not so good days. It's your party mix and your chill mix. Basically, RDO puts endless stations in your pocket or on your tablet. Launch a station based on an artist or genre, or build a custom music station that's totally you. And it's free until you say otherwise. That's RDIO. RDO. Tuned to you.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather on KGO 810, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGO 810. Or, for, as a matter of fact, join us on Facebook, KGO Radio. We're there. Generation Drex on Twitter. So let me say good evening not only to you, but our next guest. It's Sarah Heppala. Hi, Sarah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining us. You are the author of Blackout, Remembering the Things I Drank to Forget. Love that.
Great title.
I love it.
She's also the Salon Personal Essays Editor.
Yes. And what a great topic. And I see that you spent some time. Your very first writing job was in Austin at the Chronicle, am I right?
That's right. In weird and wacky Austin at the Austin Chronicle. Yes, I was hired to review theater and then film. And, you know, this is the greatest job in the world for a 23-year-old. You get to see free things and they're going to pay you. Greatest thing ever.
Were you there in the 80s? Or 90s?
It was the 90s.
Okay.
It was the glorious 90s.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. I was there, too. Maybe we passed across pass in Austin at the Four Seasons Hotel. That was the place to have martinis. Martoonies, as I called it. You know what I'm talking about. And I can so relate to what you talk about in your book as alcohol being the gas. And by the way, that's what we're talking about. We're talking booze. Alcohol was the gasoline to all adventures.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, and especially, you know, if you're a writer type like myself, I've struggled with shyness. I feel like if it were up to me, I would still be like on the couch watching sitcoms all day long. And I wanted this thing to get me off the couch and into life, you know, like I wanted to be one of those people that had big stories and engaged with the world. But I had so much self-doubt, so much criticism in my own mind. I needed something to turn down the volume on that. And alcohol presented itself as a really, really, handy tool to do that, you know? And it was, you know, it was how you had fun with your friends. It was kind of how you got into romantic entanglements. I mean, my dating scheme, you know, especially when I got to be 21, was just like, go to the bar, see what happens. You know, like that's the story.
And it's really interesting hearing this from, you know, a different gender's perspective. You know, with, yeah.
Drink, get drunk, take a guy home.
I know. But
what more do you need to know?
But it became part of the culture. And I think, you talked about being in the news media or entertainment, radio, writing, whatever the case may be. I think that's the way it is for a lot of people. And a lot of people here in the tech industry in the Bay Area can probably relate. That's what they do when they get off. They hang out. They drink. Matter of fact, we are the biggest binge drinkers in California or the country. Which one is it, Heather? I don't know which one it is.
There was a spike in Silicon Valley in drinking. I know that.
Yeah, but San Francisco is the king of binge drinking. Maybe it's California, but Santa Clara County had a 38% increase in female binging, especially with wine.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, it's so, you know, the binge culture, you know, people overall are drinking less across the country, but people who drink more,
here.
That's the trend.
Then it's here.
Oh.
Yes, okay. We own it.
I love that you know that. That's interesting.
And you know, it's become so much a part of what you do after work. It's how we connect. You know, we live a lot of our lives online, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you kind of connect with other people, and it's like, oh, my gosh, how do I stare at this person in the face? Like, you feel sort of like, I mean, I still get, like, awkward around people, and how do you connect again? Alcohol is a, you know, it's a connector. It also gives you that powerful sense of belonging. It gives you that confidence. It's just this social glue. And for women, you know, the story around drinking has changed over the last 20 years because it became tied up with a message of empowerment. You know, part of this was just we were entering this girl power era where it was kind of like women can drink with the guys and you can have sex like the guys and you can do all these things like men. Uh-huh. And, you know, we had a lot of these pop culture heroines, Carrie Bradshaw,
yes.
Bridget Jones, Chelsea Handler, they all put alcohol at the center of their social lives. And it became this symbol of kind of this single liberated woman in the world. Yeah. And that's not why I drank, but that is possibly one of the reasons why my drinking, which looked troubled, was often scanning to people as funny and entertaining and liberating, as opposed to, that's really kind of troublesome that she just fell off her bar stool. You know, it was more like, hey, isn't it hilarious that I just did this? You know, you can kind of catalyze those stories into funny stories that are stories of triumph. And you entertain your friends with them. I think a lot of single women can relate to this feeling of, and I'm sure a lot of single men too, but for single women, for some reason, you're kind of always beating back with a stick that idea that you're lonely and pathetic. It's kind of like, no, I live in a life of adventure. And part of the life that you live is one of, you know, it's sexual conquests. It's, you know, raging so hard and being, you know, burn like a Roman candle. I mean, that's what you're trying to do.
Well,
and that's,
the elixir is the lubricant. It just is.
Right.
Yeah,
I get
socially.
I so
especially
get what you're saying.
Especially if you're introverted and you're shy or whatever. And you talk about, and I love what you're saying about, you know, especially generational, because as you said, there has been a whole transition generation-wise as to the way they look at this. In your book, you discuss the fact that your mother was a teetotaler and she wouldn't even drink a half a beer. She would have a half and then put the half back in the refrigerator. Then,
oh, right.
Of course, you would help yourself.
Yeah, my mom was such a non-drinker that she wouldn't finish her beer in one sitting, which even today, I'm like,
that, yes.
Like, what? Who does that, Mom? What kind of drinker are you? You know, it's like my drinker's pride takes over. You know, my mother was somebody who, you know, she drank in college, but when she got into her 20s and 30s, family was the center of her life. I just don't think drinking was on her radar, and it wasn't a part of her social circle, which is not so much true for mothers today, you know, because alcohol
has
become very much a part of the experience of also being kind of like a cool mom, you know, because
mm-hmm.
also being a mom is so hard and it's so lonely and you want that pressure valve release. And so if you go, like I was just talking to my friend the other day about, you go to a baby shower or a wedding shower, like there's going to be alcohol there. And part of it is because baby showers would be intolerable.
Yeah.
If people weren't drunk. Like,
that's why you need to bring a bottle of wine with you. I've got to take a break. Yes, but we'll discuss all of that. And if you'd like to weigh in, and of course, you know where this is headed. It's headed out of control, isn't it, Sarah? And we'll discuss that on the other side. And if you can relate or you want to add on, 808-0810 is the number. And the name of her book is Blackout, Remembering the Things I Drank to Forget. Ah, that rings a bell, doesn't it? We'll be back with more on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Remember when retirement wasn't such a big worry? You may have been planning for it, but it was so far off in the distance that the thought of it didn't occupy much of your time. Well, if you are now a year or two away from retirement, you know the complexities of making this transition can be daunting. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of Money Matters, heard every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. The last two decades, our firm has been working with folks as they plan their transition from work to retirement. We use a unique process that focuses on the 7 personal decision points that one must consider as retirement approaches. We look at retirement income needs, cash flow, debt management, investments, taxes, and more, and we make it easy. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com and download your free copy of our ebook, The 7 Personal Decision Points. You'll find this ebook breaks down the complexity of retirement planning into 7 simple steps. Our advisors have both the experience and expertise to help you navigate your way into retirement. So schedule a free consultation with one of our advisors to go through your 7 personal decision points. For more information, simply visit our website, moneymatters.com, or call 888-2-HANSEN.
Are you ready to make a 6-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you 2 free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Your home is one of your biggest investments, and with the new season upon us, it's time to take care of that investment with a great deal from Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaner. Call now to take advantage of the June summer special. Zero Res will clean 3 of your rooms for $119, and they'll clean a hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers get free quotes. Check it out online at zerobayarea.com. 877-321-0739.
Nothing's the same since you went away. My eyes are red, the sting and the pain, and I'm the only one to blame. Drowning in tears, don't know what to do. I've been crying forever since I ran out of you. I ran out of you. My dear contact lenses, no more contact lenses. I miss you most of all.
Download our app and get free expedited shipping on your first order. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s, with a sound like no other, Steely Dan. Are you reeling in the east? Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Hey! Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at LiveNation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO 810.
Ladies, drinking too much wine? That'll never make me an alcoholic. Or will it? 808-0810. Yes, we're discussing with Sarah Heppala. She's the author of Blackout, Remembering the Things I Drank to Forget. And we'll continue our great conversation after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, from drinking to smoking. Another assault on smoking.
An increase in tobacco taxes will save lives and save dollars.
Anti-smoking advocates are turning up the heat on smokers by pushing a hefty new tax on cigarettes. More now from KGO 810 SUNY Collin.
The Save Lives California Committee wants a $2 a pack tax on a pack of cigarettes. The anti-smoking group filed papers with the Secretary of State today and is threatening to pursue a ballot initiative if Sacramento doesn't act.
Raising the tobacco tax is proven to save lives and to save taxpayer dollars.
That's Mike Roth, spokesman for the group.
The state of Nevada, just 2 weeks ago, and the states of Louisiana and Kansas had the will to pass an increase in tobacco taxes.
The tax would pay for expanded programs to treat those trying to quit, as well as prevent kids from taking up the habit.
An 8-foot bronze statue of former Governor Ronald Reagan unveiled today at the state capitol. The 800-pound statue now sits in the Capitol Rotunda. It shows Reagan, who would later become president, in a suit and waving, smiling. Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation in 2012 authorizing construction of the statue using private money. Among the donors, Rupert Murdoch of Fox News.
Our training is going to be much more thorough and much more complete than the FAA requires.
Welcome to Drone University. It's a hedge on the future by a Sacramento man who thinks new drone pilots are going to need some training. Here's KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
John Riga thinks drone use will explode in the next few months.
Well, the FAA just last Thursday announced that because of the pressure from Congress and large corporations, they have committed to coming out with a ruling on a fast-track basis.
Corporations like Amazon, which wants to start delivering packages with drones ASAP, how big of an industry is this expected to be? About $80 billion.
It'll be manufacturers of drones, licensed pilots earning income, sales and service.
Classes are slated for San Francisco and Walnut Creek.
Hip-hop mogul P. Diddy is in trouble tonight. Diddy, whose real name is Sean Combs, arrested at UCLA today for assault with a deadly weapon after he allegedly attacked a UCLA football coach. Diddy's son is a junior defensive back on the Bruins football team. He's only played a handful of games in 3 years. No one seriously injured. The weapon is reportedly a kettlebell. That is a weight used during lifting exercises. A California-based water company is recalling 14 brands of its bottled water after E. coli was found in the water supply. More from correspondent Jim Roop.
Possibly contaminated water was bottled between June 10th and June 18th at Niagara's Allentown and Hamburg, Pennsylvania facilities. The water sold under the brand names Arcadia, Acme, Big Y, Best Yet, 7-Eleven, Niagara, Nature's Place, Price Right, Super Chill, Morning Fresh, Shaw's, ShopRite, Western Beef Blue, and Wegmans. No illness has been reported.
A plan to expand the Squaw Valley Resort is running into resistance. A year-round indoor recreation center would include 850 hotel condominium units on the more than 80 acres of and 850 hotel condominium units on more than 80 acres of the resort's parking lot. How about that? Sierra Watch says the added traffic and construction threatens to destroy the charm of the resort that hosted the 1960 Winter Olympics. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Livermore, Pleasanton, westbound 580. That construction's causing some frustrations. It's got you stop and go from Airway Boulevard to about Fallon Road. Cordelia, more construction, 680 southbound. Minor slowdowns, though, really, from 80 almost to Gold Hill Road. It's not bad. 101 in the city is finally looking great in both directions, actually, from the Golden Gate Bridge to 280. And no slowdowns at all on the Skyway in either direction. The Bay Bridge, all clear at the moment. San Jose, northbound 280 after 101. You do please want to watch out for a full-size mattress in the left lanes. San Gregorio, an injury accident reported on northbound 1 before 84. It's off to the right shoulder. No jam-ups in the northbound direction, but the southbound side, you've got some brief stop-and-go traffic right through there. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The U.S. women's soccer team tonight beat Colombia 2-0 in the World Cup quarterfinals in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Giants and A's back in action tomorrow night. G-men hosting the Padres while the A's travel to Texas to play the Rangers. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, you'll start your Tuesday morning with cool, overcast skies, even a chance of drizzle along the coast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Blue skies, bay and inland. Highs will be in the upper 50s to the upper 80s. As we head towards Wednesday, fog will come in. It'll burn off. Sun will be out. Warmer conditions expected all around. Low 60s to the low 90s. And after that, on Thursday, we're going to get a one-day heat spell, if you will. Inland highs are going to be in the triple digits.
Then slightly cooler on Saturday. Pretty good the rest of the weekend. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mild temperatures and clear skies. It's 60 degrees in Dublin, 60 in Walnut Creek, 63 in Napa, 69 in Livermore, 66 in San Jose. We've got 57 and partly cloudy in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
How appropriate, the Scorpions and Blackout.
On KGO 810.
Sarah, don't you love it that I gave you the opening Blackout?
I'm so flattered. I'm honored.
By the Scorpions. Sarah,
I hope you were banging your head there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, why not? Remembering the Things I Drank to Forget is the name of her book, which I'm sure you can get at Amazon and everywhere, wherever you get books.
Starting tomorrow.
Oh, starting tomorrow.
Not just
tomorrow.
Yet, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
starting
exciting.
Tomorrow. I didn't know that.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I kind of teased it during the break. I was curious what your drink of choice was.
You know, well, I went through phases, but the truth is that I was really a beer drinker. I mean, I was a really huge beer drinker. I loved beer. And so I was like a Stella person. I would have my Harp, you know, at Tom Pilsner Urquell was a phase, you know, and then like I would go through these brief, I went through bourbon for a little while and bourbon made me black out really badly. And I was like, no more bourbon.
Yeah, no, I went through that too. And that's bad news.
And so to that said, were able to drink enough beer to black out.
Well, I should say, I mean, beer was always good to me. Beer didn't make me black out.
Okay.
But the problem is that beer makes you fat. And if you're a woman, you're always trying to cut down your calories, you know?
Oh.
And so, and also, I didn't want, I mean, it also, like, how many beers can you drink in a night? Well, I mean, I could, you know, I could drink 10, but I mean, you'll be really bloated.
Yeah. Well, and if you drank what your mother drank, Pearl Light, you could probably have 20 and be okay.
Probably do 20, 40, and I'd be like, I'm getting a buzz, you guys.
Yeah.
I think it's coming.
On about 15.
I'd be, like, drinking in Utah.
Right.
You know, but I love dirty martinis. Oh,
oh
my God.
So do I.
Yes. All the romance of drinking. Everything was wrapped up in the shape of that glass, mm-hmm. the taste of that, the sting of it, the way it just kind of made you, it hurt a little bit mm-hmm. in the best way.
Yes.
You know?
I totally agree.
Oh my gosh.
There was so much social interaction with that, as I mentioned, since you were in Austin. I mean, whether you're at the Driscoll or over there at the Four Seasons, it was just a thing, just as it is in San Francisco at the same kind of establishments we have here. You know, so once you, I read, and I think maybe something telling to you that, and you can relate to the audience, is when you showed up at work and your boss gave you a gift. I love that story.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was working at the Austin Chronicle, and I had a reputation for drinking a lot. And, you know, my editor-in-chief got my name in the Secret Santa contest, and he got me one of those novelty beer hats that has a beer slot on either side. And he walked to my desk, and he throws it on my desk, and he goes, "So you can drink more at work." And he left.
Oh, all my right. goodness.
So
you're that girl.
That girl. Yeah, she was the party girl. But you were very accomplished. And I think a lot of people are who, you know, yeah. are working in the arts, creative arts, or multimedia or media, whatever the case is. But at some point, you say to yourself, and maybe it was during your bourbon days, it's crossed the line. You tell me, when was your moment? You say you got to 100 and then the 101st time you stopped.
I know. Well, you know, what happened with the bourbon moment was I was like, oh, my God, I'm never drinking bourbon again. You know, I was always kind of
that has to go.
I was identifying the one, you know, it's not liquor in general. Mm-hmm. It's this kind of liquor. Mm-hmm. And then you start crossing the liquors off your list. You know, then tequila bit you. Oh, okay, well, vodka's got a problem, too. Okay, red wine's going to be on the list. You know, like, I'm starting to do the elimination, and I'm coming down to it's just going to be me and my Stella Artois sitting in my apartment by myself. You know, like, it just, when you have a problem with drinking, your life gets smaller and smaller.
Okay, let's talk about blackouts, because that's an important issue. I think that's, you know, you really are hitting rock bottom, and I think that a lot of people don't realize that when you're blacking out.
I also just want to explain what a blackout is, because even though drinkers think that everybody knows it, I'm shocked by the number of people that think that blacking out is passing out, and they're very smart people, and they just simply don't know that a blackout is when you drink so much that your long-term memory shuts down. Mm-hmm. So you can be walking and talking and making decisions and interacting with people, but later you won't remember any of it because the recorder in your brain wasn't going. So it's a kind of walking amnesia. And so what happens most of the time is that you will wake up the next day and you may not even know that pieces are missing. And then people will start saying to you, oh, don't you remember such and such? And then you realize you don't have that memory. Or, like, for me, I often couldn't remember how I got home. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea how I got back home or how I got here. And then, of course, there are the thunderously wrong moments of, how did I get in this bed? Who are you? You know, like those moments, too.
Sleeping, awakening, you fell asleep in the dog's bed and the dog's licking you, get out of my bed.
God, that was a really bad one. You know, I was in the dog's bed at somebody else's house. I mean, the levels of what happened here were so thick around me because I woke up in a dog bed in someone else's house. Why is this happening to me? And the dog is the one that wakes me up because it's nudging its little snout into my face. And, you know, and I'm just going, what? You know, it's almost like that you wake up inside these detective stories.
Right.
You know, and you're kind of like, how did I get to this cabin in the woods?
Oh,
you know?
And the old crap, how do I walk this back?
Give us one good blackout story that, well, obviously,
that made you
as
stop.
Much as you were able to cobble together anyway, based on stories from friends, et cetera, I guess.
Well, like, the doozy of the story that opens the book and is still the freakiest blackout I ever had was I was in Paris on a magazine assignment, and I was living the life. Like, it was living the dream, right? And I went out and I was drinking cognac all night with my friend, and then we drank red wine, and I got back to my hotel. Oh, and that's my. The last thing I remember. I can't remember anything after that. And I came out of a blackout, which normally doesn't happen. Normally I would wake up and the next morning be like, what happened? But I came out of the blackout, and I was on top of this guy, and we were having sex.
Whoa.
And I was like, I didn't know where he had come from. And I didn't know, obviously, when I look back and I play the story in my mind again, it's like, you know, where did this guy, how did I meet him? You know, I'd never seen him before, but of course I had seen him before. I'd been interacting with him. I just don't have any brain recording of what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the strangest thing, maybe one of the strangest things that's ever happened to me. And I was really in a fog for a little while, and it took me a while to figure out, like, where I even was and what was going on. And then I got out of that room, and then chaos just continued. I mean, the thing about blackout is that it is part of what makes that kind of drinking uncontrollable. You know, I was drinking to be more powerful, to be braver, funnier, smarter, faster, all those things. And the blackouts were the thing that just brought home to me, the drinking was doing the opposite for me. It was taking away my power. I mean,
well,
the uncontrollable chaos.
Okay, so anyway. I've got a couple minutes to wrap here. So you didn't say the word alcoholic yet. And how did you reform yourself? How did you recover?
Well, I do believe, you know, I am an alcoholic. I have the bug. I've got the genetics plus the environment. Those are the two key factors that generally make up that diagnosis. I tried a lot of different things. I did not want to do AA. Mm-hmm. And in the end, AA was the only way out for me. It was what worked. It saved my life. I'm so grateful for that program.
It
oh,
is a
excellent.
Blessing for many people.
Congratulations.
Yes, and I can tell you that people think that AA is a horror, you know, like, I'm not going to do the higher power thing and all of that. Really, that's an excuse you can get over, and I'm sure you figured that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really profound and elastic program that accommodates all kinds of people, and it's not a dogmatic program.
More than 17,000.
Oops, I'm sorry, we hit the wrong button. But go ahead. So you found that.
Oh no, just that it's this idea that it's cult-like and it's narrow-minded. It's so open-minded. It can be, you know, it can work for so many different kinds of people. And it's a program that's made me a better person, which is, you know, probably what I was looking for all along.
Well, you have an extraordinary story here.
Yeah, it's so great. It's a success story. And then, of course, you have this fantastic book that came out of it. And you're so charming and funny. I can't believe you didn't see that in yourself before. But I'm glad you know it now. And I don't want to, like, make it all be funny, 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 because, you know, this has a side to it. And I just thought,
blackouts are bad.
Yeah, and I was like, this is so brave of you to document this at the same time. Like, I applaud your humor, but it's so brave to tell your story and your past like this.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, I need humor because I have such darkness inside of me that I need to be making myself laugh all the time because I need to counteract what's going on in my brain. But
sure.
The thing is that I never want to make this light of this, you know, this stuff is serious. And what I went through was very, very serious. And I was in, you know, I fell downstairs. I ended up in strange places. I'm so lucky that I got out of that time. And
right.
I didn't have serious damage.
And I would recommend to somebody, if they're wondering if they're teeter tottering on, you know, someplace between the party and the mess. Rock bottom is not always something horrifically horrible happening,
yes.
Like running off the
That's
road
right.
and having a car accident. It can just be your life's falling apart, you're having blackouts, your career's not working, your relationships aren't working. Those are signs. Those are signs. Sarah Heppala is the author of Blackout, Remembering the Things I Drank to Forget, and it comes out tomorrow on Amazon and wherever you buy your books. I wish you the very best. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good
Thanks
evening.
Thanks a million for sharing your story.
Okay.
We're going to take a break and we come back. Oh, you know what? On that tip, we want to talk about the IPAs.
I wonder if this is going to be a movie. I just realized that.
Well, it's good.
Blackout
yes.
is going to be a great movie.
Guys, and, you know, while she drank beer, that was her drink of choice. And maybe I should have mentioned it, but we wanted to hear her story. But I'll bring this up next. There is a downside to you loving all of your craft beers, especially if you're a man. You want to make sure you hear this next. Don't go away. That's not a tease. I'm serious. There are some implications. Not necessarily something that's going to kill you, but you'd be interested in knowing for sure. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Grocery shopping sounds like something you have to do. This is Dan Bain of Trader Joe's, where shopping for groceries is something you'll want to do because finding new foods to try is fun, and there's always something new to discover on our shelves. We seek out foods you might not find anywhere else, and we work hard to make sure even these only at Trader Joe's products represent a great value. Have you seen our spotlight cheeses? Every month we find a new and interesting cheese with a distinct point of view and an excellent price. Some come from exotic locations like the Isle of Man or Utah. Some are crafted with the first spring milk from grass-fed cows. Some have been made just for us by small farmstead cheesemakers. And they're all excellent values that are only available for a few weeks. Part of the adventure is being first to find that new cheese every month. Discovery, fun, value, and cheese. It's not ordinary grocery shopping. It's Trader Joe's. For the location of the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing. Includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly O'Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O'Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O'Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get it first with KGO Radio and KGO News Alerts. Text NEWS to 35253 or sign up now at KGORadio.com.
See, if you missed the earlier part of the show, Van Halen, according to Sammy, allegedly will not let him sing this song. Well, that's just wrong. It's his song, you know, along with the other ones that belong to him. But of course, you know, that one came out over the weekend, and Eddie Van Halen, they're just at war. All of them are at war with each other, it seems like. It's just nonstop. Rip it on David Lee Roth. It's quite a story. All right, let's get to the IPAs. So, Moob time. Get your moobs out. What's it going to take?
Yeah. Now I have that in
okay,
my
well,
head.
Okay, well, here we are in the craft beer era. IPA is more popular than ever, and they've got a lot going for them. They have complex taste, higher alcohol content than you get from regular beers. So our last guest, and thank her very much, I do, Sarah Heppelo, do I have that right? Mm-hmm. With her book coming out tomorrow, and she was kidding about Pearl Light. We were kidding about Pearl Light. That's a Texas thing. Pearl Light, my God, you'd have to drink 15 to get a buzz. But that's not the case with craft beer and IPAs. And, you know, complex taste, higher alcohol content. You look hipper when you drink them. Well, here's a giant floppy downside. They give you moobs. If you're a man, yes, you're getting man boobs. Yes, you are. And by the way, and yes, you will. IPAs use more hops than other beers, but hops just don't exist to make beer, in case you don't know that. Herbalists use them to help women increase their estrogen production. So when a man starts drinking IPAs instead of less hoppy beers, his estrogen levels increase. And if you're drinking a lot of it, it goes through the roof. That leads gentlemen to breasts. And here come your man boobs, your moobs. Plus, craft beers usually have more calories than beers like Coors Light. Well, with good reason. I'll give you that. So you might gain more weight from drinking them, which could also make your man boobs plump up. Your moobs.
Well, wait, so should I drink IPAs? Because it'll give me a little more something, something.
Do you want some more estrogen? Do you need any more?
Well, I could have some more boob.
Well, yes, for if you're short of estrogen, then you would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, weren't we talking about that? Didn't you say something to me that one of your girlfriends said that it was suggested that she drink?
Yeah, when you told me the story, I said, well, is that why nursing moms drink beer? Like doctors say, this is good for the milk. And so I wondered if it had something to do with that biosphere within lady body.
Yeah. Well, then I suppose, and by the way, I'm not playing doctor, so please ask your doctor. If it would be better if when you have a beer, instead of having a Coors Light, you might want an IPA, a craft beer, because they have 40%, up to around 40% more hops. But guys, if you're hammering down, you know, a 12-pack of that every weekend.
Holy cow.
Here come the double Ds.
It contains phytoestrogen.
You're going to need that Manzeer.
Oh, man.
That was on Seinfeld. That Manzeer is on its way.
This is going to kill the craft beer movement. It's a craft beer killer. Phytoestrogen is great and can reduce symptoms associated with menopause. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Jerry Stiller, I'll never forget that episode where him and Kramer came up in Seinfeld with the, because Jerry Stiller in the show in Seinfeld, he had man boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Kramer and him came up with the man's ear.
Right.
Yeah,
oh
man's
my God,
ear.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, he was going to call, Kramer wanted to call it the bro, but they decided instead of bro.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. But
a bro's ear.
Yes, but then, they thought about it and they came up with man's ear.
George's dad said no man's ear. Wow. Good memory.
And who, what was, I'm sorry, Mrs. Stiller, her first name escapes me. Oh, she just passed away. God bless her.
Oh, you mean in real life?
Yes, in real life.
Ann Mira.
Yes, God bless her. I'll never forget. You can forget. I can still see this in my head. So Kramer's putting on the man's ear on Jerry Stiller, whatever his character's name was, George's father. And Anna Mira walked through the door. She's like, oh, my God.
Oh, she didn't play.
I knew it.
She's What's the wife on? In real life, not on Seinfeld.
Well, she
That's
was on Seinfeld,
actress.
Too. Oh, it was,
no,
another actress?
Oh, yeah.
I thought she played the real part.
No, that short lady. Oh, God, she's funny. I'll never think of her name.
See, I thought they were playing that together because they worked comedy forever together.
Right. Yeah. No, he was, oh, God, I can't picture her, but she was so annoying. Oh, Georgie.
So much fun. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back. Coming up, we will be sharing some time with John Libertini. And we want to talk about a little bit about the Confederate flag, and then we'll get on with the late show wrap-up. Oh, God.
Estelle Harris.
And I thought it was Anne. I really did. I thought all those years it was Anne. Guess I wasn't paying attention to the credits.
Guess not. And they're, well, anyway, they look quite different. I'll show you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show along with Heather on KGO 810. Good evening.
So April 15th is come and gone. Did you file your taxes? Well, maybe you didn't because you know you owe money and you don't think you'll be able to pay it. Well, don't worry. My pal Steve Moskowitz and his team at the law offices of Moskowitz LLP can help your situation out. You know, many folks haven't filed in years because they don't have the money to pay. Well, Steve and his team will file all your old back tax returns for you. They've even got all the old forms and laws that applied at the time that your taxes were due, and they'll use them to get you the best deal possible. And if it does unfortunately turn out that you owe, Steve Moskowitz and his team will take care of all of the collection activities. They'll work out an offering compromise where you pay part of what you owe and the government forgives the rest. Or they'll work out an installment agreement where you make monthly payments. Or if you're in really bad financial shape, there's a hardship deferral that they can arrange for you where the IRS leaves you alone because of your circumstances. So give Steve and his team a call. That's 1-888-TAX-DEAL. 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 The law offices of Moskowitz LLP. Tell them...
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I wanted to do it again and again and again.
My opinion of Ford has dramatically changed.
Hurry to your local Ford dealer for the EcoBoost Challenge sales event going on now. Best selling based on 2014 calendar year sales.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. High stakes on the fire lines in California tonight.
The location of the fire may make that call. At what point evacuations would go into effect?
Residents in the small South Lake Tahoe town of Markleyville are on high alert.